next on Heartbeat Radio. Learn how to get the most out of your next vacation with Casey the Getaway Girl.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Can't complain. It's like, what, back to school month? I feel like everyone's going back to school and getting ready, and you know, people are sometimes forgetting about travel, but this is actually a really good time to travel now that the summer's dying down.
It is. And, you know, I just got back from Italy, and I must say I took a lot of your advice. I carried an empty water bottle through security.
Oh, good.
I got to keep myself hydrated on the plane. And, of course, everyone that I traveled with loved that every morning I said, come on, let's take the 6 flights of stairs.
They're like, that darn getaway girl.
Yeah. I said, don't blame me. Talk to Casey. I was like, it's good. But we felt better throughout, you know, because we were in Italy. So we were eating
right.
A lot.
So, a lot of really good food.
Yeah. So the stairs and, you know, all the walking and, like, I didn't eat any croutons on salads and just
good.
The little
good.
Things.
You saved it for the pizza and the pasta.
Exactly.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, so I'm excited to do something a little different today. Instead of covering a place, we're going to kind of cover you and talk about Girls Getaway Guide.
Oh, okay. Sounds like fun.
So my first question is, why were you inspired to start the Girls Getaway Guide?
Oh, that's a good question. And, you know, it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time. But several years ago, I found myself divorced. I went through a very painful divorce. And I actually got fired from my job within a few months of each other. So it was a very difficult and very low point in my life. And I will say, you know, I felt depressed. I mean, my personal and professional life were really turned upside down. And I didn't really know kind of how to pull myself out of this funk. So I started traveling with my girlfriends. I have wonderful, amazing girlfriends that are like, come on, Casey, we're going to go to Nashville, and we're going to go to Los Angeles, and we're going to do this and go here and see this. And I started to realize that these new trips created new memories for me, and I had new adventures, and I really started to feel rejuvenated, like I had a whole new lease on life. So as we planned more of these trips, since I didn't have a job and didn't have a husband, I had the time to look for city-specific travel guides for the places we were going. And I got really frustrated because I couldn't find anything online or in bookstores, you know, that we could just kind of download real quick that would say, where's a great boutique hotel to stay at, or where's a great, you know, wine bar that we'd want to go to. And so the more I did this, the more I decided I would write a book about Orlando being one of the towns that I would go back to frequently because I went to college there, and I do little reunions with my college roommates. So it was really a bucket list idea for me. I always wanted to write a book, and I had some time at that point in my life. But the funny thing was I wrote the book and moved on, got another job, and 2 months after it came out, and I actually self-published it, you know, didn't get a publisher, I didn't do all that, but 2 months after it came out, Barnes & Noble called me and said they loved the book, they wanted to carry it, and asked me if I was going to write more. So everyone in the book world was like, that doesn't happen, Barnes & Noble doesn't call a self-published author with one book that's only been out for 2 months. So at that point, I started to take it a little bit more seriously, that maybe this was a business venture. And so I did, and I wrote a couple more books, and it's also blossomed into things that I didn't even think about, because I now have a blog and a website, obviously social media. I do a lot of TV appearances, and obviously this radio show. So it really just grew from there, but I tell people, you know, I was inspired because it was so difficult for us to find time to get together, us being my girlfriends and I, that we wanted to make it easy for us and easy for other women to do these getaways. So that really is what inspired me, but the whole rest of it was just a big accident.
Well, it's such a great idea because when you do have that time to take a getaway with your girlfriends, you want to make the most out of it. You don't want to go somewhere and be like, oh, that was a complete waste of an evening. You want to know where to hit, what to eat, where all the good places are.
Definitely. And, you know, so many women, I mean, I think, you know, women were so guilty of it. And I don't have children, but I had a very stressful job, and I had a husband, and then you've got family obligations and, you know, other things, junior league or whatever you're doing, but the moms who have the soccer and the this and the that, I mean, we're pulled in so many directions that we don't often, you know, kind of take time for ourselves. So So that's really what a girlfriend getaway allows you to do. But the problem is the women were like, well, that's great, and I have this weekend available, but I don't have time to plan anything, Casey, because my life is so busy. So that's really where the Girls Getaway Guide books really kind of came into play and in how they can actually help women make sure they take that time to get away.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we all know that you've obviously traveled all over the place. You've done so many neat things since starting this. So I've got to ask, what's been the most interesting travel experience since starting your research for the guide?
You know, that's a great question. And I really will have to say, you know, because I started this and I travel with girlfriends and, you know, I travel with new friends, you know, friends that I've had for years. I make new friends when I go somewhere. The most interesting travel experience for me was this past Christmas when a friend of mine and I decided to do a girls getaway to London during Christmas. We were both single, looking for some adventure. You know, we'd watched the movie The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet, and we were all about going to London. But the irony is that as the date approached, we had a falling out. And I had to make that decision if I was still going to go on the trip because it wasn't looking like we were going to reconcile at any point. So I made the decision to go to London by myself for Christmas.
Wow.
So it was a girl getaway, which I'd never done before. And, yeah, I'd never been away from my family at Christmas either, much less in a foreign country. So, you know, what I learned is that I learned so much about myself. I mean, I still always will love and treasure my girlfriend getaway experiences with my friends. But going to a place by yourself, you get to learn so much about who you are. I was on my own time frame. I could do whatever I want, whenever I wanted. And I made new friends when I was there. So I actually reconnected with a girlfriend I had met up with in St. Lucia, who lives in England, and her family took me in for Christmas. And, I mean, I had presents under the tree, and, you know, I was like, this is like my whole English family that I had. So, you know, had I gone with the girlfriend, you know, we probably would have had a great time as we were playing things, but this whole other experience opened up for me that was really interesting and really empowering. You know, I went to a foreign country by myself at Christmas, so I can do anything.
I was going to say, that makes you extremely brave in my book.
Well, a lot of people are like, are you sure you're going to go by yourself? But, you know, I'd met so many people when I, you know, from traveling and Facebook, you know, it's a great way to stay in touch with everybody. So, you know, I would connect with somebody on Facebook, say, hey, I'm coming. I know you live in England or you live in London, you know, and either they would meet me or if they were gone, they would set me up with somebody. I mean, that's how I found the place to stay. I actually had a condo that I stayed in. It was all through networking and through connections and through these people that none of them, ironically, I had even met in the U.S. I mean, I'd met them all in different countries. So that's the power of networking and traveling, because you do meet so many people that are in really great places that can help you once you get there.
Wow, I love it. So I have to ask, what is your ultimate goal for the Girls Getaway Guide?
You know, everyone asks me that. You know, I've got several projects that I'm working on, but, you know, the ultimate goal was when I started and will always be to help and remind women to plan and take those all-important girls' getaways. You know, I can attest to the importance of traveling with my girlfriends, both in good times and in bad, but, you know, we must remember to maintain and nurture those crucial relationships, no matter how crazy our everyday lives are. You know, I went with my mom and my sister-in-law, and we watched The Help, the movie last night, and it was dawning on me how these women became so connected, and I won't ruin it for anyone who hasn't seen the movie or read the book, but, you know, it's about, you know, blacks versus whites in Mississippi. And by working together and kind of nurturing relationships, they really developed a fondness and a real relationship with each other. And, you know, we're so lucky we don't have those racial barriers like they did back then. But, you know, there's so much you can learn from other people, good and bad, when you travel with them. But, you know, to take some time for yourself and for your girlfriends and, you know, again, nurture those relationships that are so valuable, because women bond in very unique ways, very different from men. And we've got to make sure that bond stays intact and that we always have that moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So true. The couple we went to Italy with, it was my fiance's very good friend and his fiance. And I had only hung out with his fiance twice before this trip. And I'm like, we're getting ready to go spend a week in a foreign country. And it was great. I'll tell you what, we clicked over the first night that we had champagne together. And it was like, okay, you know, we're going to get along great. And then, you know, we shopped and we got to go and do our thing while the boys went and did their thing. And it's true, though. Girls just click sometimes.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good.
Now, I always harass you that you have such a hard job because you have to sit through these spa treatments and these massages. So you get to do a lot of rewarding things. But what's the most rewarding part of having your own travel business?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, as you mentioned, there are perks of jet setting. But, you know, I mean, I eat this amazing food and I see new lands and all of it's great. And I can't even really attest to how wonderful it is just to see different places and experience new things. But, you know, I really think that travel really puts life into perspective sometimes. You know, when you go to, you know, I'll just use a third world country, for example, and you see some of the issues that people are dealing with, you can come back and say, you know what, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. I'm so fortunate. Or, you know, you go to, you know, say Europe, and you see that they're dealing with some of the same things that we're dealing with, but, you know, maybe they're have a different approach or have a different angle or have a different insight. And I think that perspective that you can't get if you just stay in your, you know, your little area, you know, whatever city you live in, and you don't ever travel outside of it, and you're not open-minded to it. So the perspective is really what I appreciate about travel, and I think it's made me, I like to think it's made me a more well-rounded person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm from a small town, so, you know, travel has opened up all kinds of doors for me that, you know, had I just stayed in my small town all my life, I obviously wouldn't get to appreciate and understand.
Sure. Now, I'm sure friends and family, whenever they're thinking about going somewhere, always call you up and ask, Casey, where should we go on vacation? So what are your top five destinations that you recommend to your friends?
Oh my gosh, you know, I get this all the time. What's your favorite place you've ever been to? What's, you know, what's the best place you've ever eaten at? What's the best hotel? And it's so hard to just pick one. But if I have to say five, I do have some destinations that are some of my all-time favorites. Obviously, New York City is amazing. You know, I tell people, I don't think I could ever live in New York City, but I'd love to visit. There's so much to do. There's just like this excitement in the air, like things are happening. You know, and whether you go to a Broadway play or you do some amazing shopping or, you know, you sightsee at some of these iconic places, it's just a really cool place to go. And I've talked to so many people recently, like this year, that have they've said they've never been in New York City. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you have to go. Another place I went to just last year was Napa Valley. Love Napa Valley. Again, my family's in agriculture, so I was really surprised at how agriculturally oriented Napa Valley is. I mean, obviously, I knew they grew grapes, but everyone there is really in that mindset of how do we grow the best grape that's going to make the best wine. And that's really neat because I enjoy drinking the wine, but I really never paid attention to how they make it. So that was really neat. And the other great thing about Napa is that so much of, you know, having the best wine is having the best food that accompanies it. So I don't know anywhere that I've ever eaten and drank as well as I have in Napa Valley, which, you know, again, makes it another incredible place to go. I love Prague in the Czech Republic, one of my favorite cities ever. Barcelona in Spain, another amazing city. The architecture is just incredible. So many things to see. And then Nashville, Tennessee is and will always be one of my favorite cities. I actually almost moved to Nashville. But a lot of people think it's just country music, but there's so much more to Nashville. And it's southern. People are very hospitable and very friendly. And, you know, the music scene there is a lot of fun, and it's not really just about the music, it's about the songwriting, which, again, kind of like Napa, you know, you've got the wine, which we love, but take it back further, and how do we produce the wine? So same thing with Nashville. There's country music, then there's bluegrass music, there's all types of music, but let's take it back one step and, like, look at the songwriting and how these songs even became part of, you know, our culture and country music. So that's what I really love.
Very cool. I have to ask, I was wondering this as I was on my trip, you know, do you collect, and I did think about you a lot while I was on my vacation, by the way, Casey, whenever
that's
I saw
funny.
Something, but I was wondering if you collected anything from each place you travel. You know, my sister collects keychains whenever she travels somewhere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or if I travel somewhere, I always bring her back a keychain. Is there anything that you collect from everywhere you've been?
Besides pictures, not really. One of my things I wanted to do, I wanted to collect Christmas ornaments. And I started, you know, buying a couple here and there, and then they all sat in storage because I really don't have a house. So I'm like, why do I keep buying Christmas ornaments when I never have a tree? So I started doing the Christmas ornaments because I think that would be kind of cool. But no, to answer your question, I should, but I made the effort, but I just, you know, I get sidetracked. I take a lot of pictures. That's what I say I collect, you know,
yeah.
Memories and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause at the end of the day, just like, you know, with my wedding, that's what you have at the end of the day is the pictures. You know, the dress is great, but, you know, the pictures are what you remember.
That's true. And what would you do? I mean, you travel all over the world, so if you collected, like, shot glasses, it would probably take up your entire kitchen.
I would look like a raging alcoholic.
Exactly.
People would be like, Casey has a drinking problem.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned Tennessee. I went to Tennessee a few years back for Christmas, and I really got into wearing a scarf when I was up there. Because, you know, I'm a Florida girl. I don't really wear scarves. But when
right.
I was up there, I was like, I love scarves now. They're fun. So
yeah.
You've been all over the place. Do your travels influence your style and what you wear?
You're right. You know, and when Florida girls can escape and go to, especially when I'm in New York or L.A., it's like, oh, my gosh, the scarf is so much fun. It's like we get to accessorize with a whole new thing. I do think that my travels have influenced my style. You know, when I'm shopping for clothes, I shop for clothes that pack and travel well. Of course, you know, the fabric, you know, obviously I don't really pack a lot of linen pants because you have to iron them every time you get there. But, you know, I also want pieces that coordinate well with staple pieces that I already have. I want things that are very versatile, can go from day to night. Because, you know, packing is really crucial for me. Like, for instance, tomorrow I leave to go to Alaska, and we're doing, like, dog sledding and bear watching and hiking and all this stuff, and then I go to L.A. for business meetings. So all my friends are like, how do you pack for that? You're going to Alaska, then you're going to go into L.A. So I really have to be careful what I buy and things that, you know, something that I can wear in Alaska, but I can also wear in L.A. So having the right clothes is the key to start with. So I do think that has impacted my fashion, my style quite a bit.
Have you visited anywhere in particular that gives off a really good style vibe?
That's a great question. And, you know, New York is such a style city, but you really see all kinds of stuff there. One of the places I went to earlier this year was Berlin, Germany. And Berlin is considered what New York was in the late 80s, with a lot of, like, fashionistas, a lot of art and culture coming on. But really people starting, you know, to kind of grow the industry. So it's relatively inexpensive to live in Berlin, which is why these artists and these other creative types are opting to move there. And, you know, they say it's a city with a lot of wounds, obviously, from, you know, the war and everything else that they've been through. But, you know, many people say it's a poor but sexy city. You know, they do still have their appeal and, of course, their fashion, their art. And, you know, where you find art, you also find fashion. So that's kind of where everything has led to. But there's a lot of Berlin labels that are popping up as designers. They're, you know, they're recognizing the opportunities in this emerging city, this young, I mean, really, you know, when the Berlin Wall came down, it became one big new city. So it really, from that standpoint, it's almost kind of like a young city, and it's a very hip and trendy place to be. So they actually have 3 fashion fairs there, including Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. They have 6 fashion schools and a ton of young labels. So it's a very stylish city and very up-and-coming and trendy.
Wow. So you mentioned that you're leaving for Alaska tomorrow. Are you packed yet, by the way?
Kind of. The problem is I still have to unpack 2 other suitcases from 2 other trips and then repack for Alaska. So things are laid out for Alaska, but I've got to get, you know, I've got to get coordinated and situated.
I don't know how you do it. So, but what else is next on your getaway schedule?
Well, I do have something very exciting that I'm working on. I taped a pilot for a TV show about girlfriend getaways that we're very excited about. Again, the trip to Alaska, that's been on my bucket list for a very, very long time. And one of the other things I really want to do is start the Getaway Girl Foundation this year, which will help women who can't afford a getaway to travel and realize the importance of strong friendship base and empowerment through travel. And, you know, I tell the story, my sister-in-law works for the Florida Bar Foundation, and last year, the day after Mother's Day, I called her to see if she wanted to go to lunch with me, and she had a client that her husband beat her up on Mother's Day.
Oh.
And she has 3 young kids, and I just started crying because I remember how hard it was for me to get divorced, and I didn't have kids. I didn't have a husband beating me up. And I just realized that the empowerment that I felt through travel and the self-confidence that I gained, I should share that with other people. So that's what I want the Getaway Girl Foundation to do, is to be able to share that, you know, not just with women that are going through a divorce, but, you know, there's teenagers in underprivileged areas that, you know, I want to show them that there's more than just their neighborhood. There's more out there in the world, and there's more for them to do, see, and experience. And the sky's the limit, and travel is a great way to give that back to people. So that's what we want the foundation to do.
Wow, that's incredible. I love it. And Casey, if any of our listeners are interested in finding out more information about you, where can they go?
Absolutely. My website is girlsgetawayguide.net. And you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletters, which, by the way, I'm working on the 12 days till Christmas. So, if you don't know about that, you can win girlfriend getaways. So definitely go sign up for the e-newsletter, and we'll tell you all about that. Also on Facebook, you can get there through the website. And then you can see recaps of all the places that I've been to.
Awesome. Casey, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great trip in Alaska, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mary. Have a good day.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.